Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Hamocher Perot Lachavirov. Somebody sells produce to his friend. He's selling him grain. He's selling him beans. Hadeze Kabel Alav Rova Tinofit Leseah. The buyer has to expect up to 1/4 kav of impurities per Seah of produce that he buys. In other words, when somebody's buying produce, he's buying beans, he has to expect that it's not going to be 100% the volume or the weight that he bought is going to be pure beans. There's going to be some pebbles mixed in. There may be some straw. When dealing with this type of produce, waste material gets mixed in, and that's common. It's normal. So therefore, up to 1/24 is expected. If there's more than 1/24 in there, then the buyer doesn't have to pay for anything, because he could say that there's something suspect going on. If there's more than 1/24, we think that the seller mixed in this waste in order to make it appear that it's more than it actually is, that it was deliberate and trying to steal from him, so the whole entire sale is undone. But in a normal case, where there's just a tiny bit of unusable materials, that's expected and normal, like a watermelon that has seeds in it. Of course you're not expected to give someone a watermelon with no seeds. It's the norm. So therefore, the same applies in this case. Te'enim mekabel alav eser metulaot le'me'ah. If somebody is buying figs, he has to accept and understand that for every 100 figs that he buys, 10 of them are going to be wormy and unedible. It's the way of figs to be wormy. So you have to expect that when you're buying them. Calculate that into your own mind of what you need. And if it's more than that, you can get a refund. But under that, you cannot ask for money back. Martev shel yain. If somebody's selling a seller of wine to his friend, mekabel alav eser kosesot lemea. He has to accept upon himself 10 barrels of inferior wine. Wine that's not actually sour and vinegar, but wine that's beginning to sour, have a little bit of taste, not spoiled, but changing taste for every 100 barrels that he buys. So one out of every 10 barrels, 10% of the barrels, you have to expect to have that different taste. It was common for wine in those days of no pasteurization or refrigeration to go bad and eventually turn into vinegar. So the buyer has to accept that into the final deal. And that's only talking about a case where the seller was specified and that the buyer told the seller he was using the wine for cooking purposes, where it was going to be used slowly. A cooking person doesn't put much wine into their dish. So that's the specific case that the Bar Tinura says we're talking about. He limits the applicability of that scenario. Kankanim b'sharon mekabel alav eser pitasiyaot lemeav. Somebody's selling earthenware barrels in Sharon, a certain region of Eretz Yisrael, where the barrels were considered to be very poor quality and they would leak or they would crack. You have to accept up to 10 inferior barrels for every 100 that you buy. Since the clay was so low quality, the person who's buying them has to expect that 10% are going to be bought in an imperfect way.